Out of all the diseases and the illnesses in this world that are known to man, which one of those diseases or illnesses would you least wish to have or suffer from? No doubt I would receive various answers. I'm a little reluctant to start naming some of the terrible diseases and illnesses that folk are afflicted with today. But you will understand that there are various illnesses in this world that people suffer from, and we shy away from. We think to ourselves, God forbid that we should ever suffer from such an illness or such a disease. Yet I think that if I was to ask you that question in Bible times, I have no doubt that the answer that I would receive from most people, if you and I were living in Bible times and I asked you, which disease or illness would you least wish to be afflicted with or suffer from? I have no doubt that the majority of people would say, we would not want to suffer from leprosy. In Bible times, it was a most awful condition, perhaps the most awful condition known to man. It was a disease of the nervous system. It would cause pain, untold misery, disfigurement, defilement, and eventually death. Those who contracted that disease would first notice a small white spot somewhere on their skin. Perhaps they would try to hide it so that others may not suspect that they had leprosy, for it was an awful contagious disease. But they could not hide it. If it was leprosy they had, it would quickly spread to other parts of the body. It would manifest itself in tumor-like growths, especially on the hands, the feet, the face, and the earlobes. Eventually, it would result in fingers and toes being severed from the body. As well as that, leprosy was accompanied by a burning fever within, and it destroyed the nervous system so that the sufferer would lose all feeling in certain parts of the body. This resulted in, and stories were often told about those who suffered, while they were perhaps lying in the night hours sleeping, some animal, whether a rodent or a larger animal, would gnaw or chew upon parts of their body and their flesh, and the sufferer would not even feel it because they had lost all feeling in those particular or certain parts of the body. And finally, when leprosy had defiled and destroyed the body, it always ended in death. In Bible times, there was no known cure. No wonder that leprosy in the Scriptures is a type or a picture of sin. Sin commences in a very small way, but it cannot be hidden. Quickly it spreads, it defiles, it degrades, it destroys, it debilitates, and it always ends in death. It was James who said in James 1 and verse 15, sin when it is finished bringeth forth death. Verses 12 to 14 of Luke chapter 5 record for us how the Lord Jesus Christ encountered and met a leper. And it tells us how the Lord was able to cure that man in his helpless and in his hopeless situation. And the lesson from Christ meeting the leper and curing him of this, what was incurable disease to man, it teaches us that when it comes to the defilement of our souls and the disease of sin, that only Jesus can do helpless sinners good. I want you to notice a number of things about this leper's encounter with Christ. And the first thing, this is the thought that I noted just a number of weeks ago, and it hadn't registered before, but I want you to notice the leper's search for Christ. Verse 12 makes it very clear that this individual who was full of leprosy, he was looking for, he was searching for Christ. Tells us in verse 12, and it came to pass when he, that is Jesus, was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy who was seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Now perhaps you've read over that verse and you're asking the question, preacher, where does it say the leper was searching for Christ? Where does it tell us in that verse that it was the leper who was making that search or pursuing after, endeavoring to find the Lord? It doesn't. But it does tell us where the Lord Jesus was located at that time. Do you notice that it says, when he, that is Jesus, was in a certain city? That was a city in Galilee. It was the commencement of Christ's ministry. He had just begun to heal the sick, to preach the gospel, and he was in a certain city. And the fact that Jesus was in a city tells me that it was the leper who was searching for Christ. He was looking for Jesus. He was trying to find him. And how do I know that? How do I know that from Jesus being in the city, it was the leper who was looking for Christ? Well, if you turn back in your Bible to Leviticus chapter 13, we read Leviticus chapter 13 and 14 reveal for us the law, the Old Testament law and guidelines relating leprosy, how it was to be detected, what was to be done to the leper. And it tells us all about the disease and the condition of the leper. Now, if you look at Leviticus 13, verse 46, we read in this verse, all the days wherein the plague shall be in him. That's the plague of leprosy. Leviticus 13 is speaking about the leper. All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. Now, notice the next bit. He shall dwell alone. Without the camp shall be his habitation. The leper was to be driven out of the camp. He was not to dwell among the people. For that disease of leprosy, in all its terror and terribleness, it could be spread. It's a type of sin, and sin spreads. Sin is passed on from father to son. It's been passed on right from Adam, our first parent. And to mingle and mix with the leper would have placed you in danger of becoming a leper. And so the one who was declared to be a leper was driven out of the city or the town or the camp or the habitation. And usually, lepers dwelt together outside the camp, usually dwelling in a cave or a den outside the city. We might go as far to say that had a leper ventured into the camp, into the city, into the town, into the village, they would have been driven out. The inhabitants of that place, had they noted a leper, they may have picked up the stones and thrown them at the leper, driving them from that place. Such was the terror of receiving this disease, that the leper was to be driven outside the camp. He was to dwell alone. He was to be separated from the community. And he was to live alone outside the camp. But this leper, in Luke chapter 5, it tells us that when Jesus was in the city, he saw Jesus and he fell on his face. And that says to me, this leper had ventured into the city. He had heard of Jesus and his miracles. He'd heard of his wonder-working power and how he had given sight to the blind, how he had healed the lame, how he had done many wonderful works. And therefore, he made a brave and a public search for Christ, venturing into the city, not caring what the people would say to him, not caring what the people might do to him. He was risking his very life, the life that he had left. For had he been noted by the people, they would have stoned him, they would have driven him out, and possibly even put him to death. But he nevertheless made this brave search for Christ that he might find him in the hope of being healed and cured. And if men and women are going to be cured or healed from the disease of sin, they not only need to seek Christ, but they need to openly and unashamedly confess him before man, not worrying what the world will say or do unto them, for their search and their confession of Christ. It was Isaiah who exhorted the people, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found." It was Amos who exhorted the people of his day, "Seek ye the Lord and ye shall live." And for men and women to be delivered and to be saved from that disease of their soul called sin that will destroy them, that will take them down not only to physical death, but to eternal perdition and destruction. They must seek the Lord, and they must do it in such a way that they unashamedly confess Christ to be their Lord and their Savior. Listen to the words of Jesus in Matthew 10, verse 32 and 33. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 and 33. "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." The Lord, Paul declared in the book of Romans that we must not only believe with the heart, but give confession with the mouth. There's to be not only that seeking for the Lord to take away our sins and cure us of our soul's illness and disease, there must be that public confession of him, that public search for him. Oh, the leper, he not only sought the Lord publicly, and the sinner must seek him and publicly avow himself to him, but the leper, he sought the Lord personally. You'll notice that it tells us, "who seeing Jesus fell on his face." The leper did not endanger himself to go into the city and seek the priest, but he was willing to endanger himself to go into the city and seek the Lord Jesus Christ. You take time to read Leviticus 13, and you discover that when a man or a woman thought they may have leprosy in the flesh, they had to go and present themselves to the priest. The priest would examine their flesh. And if the priest wasn't sure, he would isolate the leper for 7 days. And he would examine him again after 7 days. And if it was leprosy the individual had, the priest would drive him out. All the priest could do was examine the leper and declare him to be either clean or unclean. He could examine him and pronounce judgment, but he had no healing or cleansing power. And so the leper need not waste his time or endanger himself to go and seek out the priest. The priest had probably already condemned him to a life of uncleanness and to send him away. And isn't the lesson in the gospel very simple to see? Only Jesus can do helpless sinners good. Men do not have the power to forgive or to cleanse our souls from sin. My man can look upon you and say, yes, that individual's a sinner. Yes, that individual's condemned. That individual is unclean and can drive you away. But it's only Jesus that can do your soul good. And so this man in his search, he sought the Lord publicly and he sought Him personally, putting himself at further risk, because it was only the Son of Man who had power on earth to forgive his sins, to cleanse him of his illness and his disease, and to save his soul. And I say to you tonight again, that it's Jesus Christ that men must seek. It isn't the minister or a man who goes by the name of a priest or a churchman or any other man that men must seek after. But it's the Lord Jesus Christ, the one whom to know is life eternal. The leper and his search. But then I want you to notice, secondly tonight, the leper and his request. Look at verse 12. And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him. I just try to envisage the crowd in my mind. For the leper was no fool. And I have no doubt he would have kept his face covered and he would have kept his body covered up so that men coming in and going through the city would not be aware there's a leper and drive him out. But as soon as he sets his eyes on Jesus, he runs to him and he falls on his face. And maybe at that time, the crowd gasps, he's a leper. And they move back and they perhaps run away to a distance. And they're watching to see what Jesus will do. And that man falls on his face. And he cries, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Let me say to you, that cry was a cry of faith. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Commentators tell us, and it is evidently true, that this was the first leper the Lord Jesus cleansed in his public ministry. Luke chapter 5, Matthew chapter 8 records the same incident. It's at the commencement, the early part of the Savior's ministry. And therefore, he had not healed any other lepers before this man. Now, why is that important? Well, since the days of Naaman, in the times of Elisha, there is no record of any other leper being cleansed or healed from his illness or from his disease. If you had leprosy, you were a dead man walking. And this individual who had this disease, there was no other leper he could go to. There was no other leper who could come to him and say, Jesus, heal me. I met this man called Jesus, and he took my leprosy away, and I'm clean, and I have a new life. You go and see him too, and he'll do the same for you. No one else could tell him that. Therefore, for this man, full of leprosy, close to death, for him to cry out unto Jesus, Lord, if thou willst, thou canst make me clean. It's a cry of faith that the Lord was able and willing to cure him of his illness and his disease. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 and verse 6 that without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And it's faith in Christ that saves the soul. It's faith in Christ that calls upon the Lord for salvation. If we confess our sin, that is our condition. That condition that has separated us from God, separated us from the Lord's people, dragging us down to the eternal destruction of death and hell itself. If we confess our condition and our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The leper recognized that Jesus Christ had power, was able, and was willing to cleanse him from his uncleanness. And therefore, he called upon him. And when a man or woman is in their state of sin, they must recognize and they must realize that Jesus Christ is able. He is able, the Bible says, to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by Him. He is able to save to the uttermost. And isn't it interesting, in verse 12, when we're drawing the contrast, it tells us, behold, a man full of leprosy. His body, as we would say, was riddled with it. He was close to death, I believe. He was deep down in that disease. And yet, being full of leprosy, he believed that Jesus Christ was able and willing to cleanse him. You know, there are those and their lives are full of sin. Full of sin. And the cry of the heart often is, could the Lord really save me? I've committed this sin. I've committed this awful transgression against the Lord. For years I have lingered in sin, and it has taken a hold, and it is a grip on my life, and it has burdened me and brought me down. And yet for lives that are full of sin, if the individual recognizes and comprehends that Jesus Christ is able and willing to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by Him, and they cry out to Him in faith, cleanse me. The Bible says He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, it was a cry of faith. Have you recognized that He is, as Isaiah declared, mighty to save? And He can save even those that are full of sin and deep down in the burden of transgressions. It was a cry and a request of faith. But notice too, it was a request of sincerity. For it tells us that seeing Jesus, he fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord. I don't know how the leper heard about Jesus, but I know what he knew about Jesus. He knew him to be the Lord of all, the Son of David, the Messiah. The fact that he fell upon his face shows us the reverence that he had for Jesus. And that cry, Lord, shows us that he was willing to submit himself to the lordship of Christ. Do you remember the thief on the cross? Oh, at first he blasphemed the Savior and he mocked the Savior, but then he cried, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And he recognized that Jesus was the King of the kingdom, that he was Lord of all, and he humbled himself, and he submitted to him. And that's the mark of sincerity. How do you know a man or woman? How do you know when you're willing and you're ready to be saved, and you're genuine about wanting Christ to be your Savior? You're willing to submit to him. Whatsoever he says unto you, you're prepared to do it. You're prepared not only to have him as your Savior, but as your Lord, so that you live in accordance with his will and his word. And as the leper bowed, he called out in sincerity, Lord, if thou wilt thou canst make me clean. Have you come to the place in your life where you have made him Lord of all? And you've cried out for cleansing from sin, to be rid of your sin. Do you know what the leper wanted? He wanted rid of his sin. My friend, Jesus takes our sin away. The hymn writer said he breaks the power of cancelled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood avails for me. You see, those that Jesus cleanses from sin, he breaks the stranglehold that sin has over them. That as the leper went to live a new life, the sinner who calls on Jesus goes his way to live a new life, serving him and living under his lordship and authority. And that was his request. And that's the cry of a man or woman who wants to be saved, wants to be right with God, wants to be a child of God. The leper's search, it was a public search and a personal search. The leper's request, it was a request of sincerity. And it was a request of faith. I want you to notice thirdly this evening, the leper's cleansing. Look at verse 13 in the chapter of Luke 5. It tells us, and he, that is Jesus, put forth his hand, isn't that lovely, and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy parted from him. When the leper called upon Jesus, he was met with compassion. The Lord Jesus touched him. You know, the people would shun the leper, and they may even stone the leper. But Jesus just reached down and touched him. And you know, the Lord Jesus, he shuns no sinner that's willing to come to him. That man, that woman might be in the gutter of sin. Their life might be a mess, might be a wreck, might be a ruin. Society may have given up on them. Society gave up on the leper many hundreds of years before Jesus walked this earth. They could do nothing for them. You know, there are helpless cases in Portadown, and individuals, society, and even the church can do nothing for them. But I want to tell you, if they come to Jesus, Jesus can do something for them. And he'll not shun them and he'll not send them away, but he'll reach down in an act of compassion and he'll touch them. Oh, that's the blessing when a man or a woman comes to the point they're at an end of themselves. They know they can't help themselves. They know they can't save themselves. They know the church can't save them and the minister can't save them. And they know society can't help them. And they call out at an end of themselves unto Christ. He'll reach down and he'll touch them. And he'll love them. And he'll have compassion for them. You'll notice that not only when the leper called did he receive compassion, but he was cured instantaneously. It tells us, and you circle that wee word immediately, be thou clean, and immediately the leprosy departed from him. Why is the word immediately there? It is there to teach us that the cleansing and the curing of Christ happens instantaneously. And when we think of the salvation of the soul, men and women, the salvation of the soul, the cleansing of the soul happens at a moment in time. You don't have to go through a process. You don't come as a baby to the baptismal font and get a few drops of water sprinkled on you, and that's the start of your journey. And then when you get a wee bit older, you come through the sacraments of the church, and then you live to the best you can, and you're going through a process to have grace conferred upon you. That isn't salvation. It isn't a process of time. No, you are cleansed from your sin in a moment of time. We said in our opening prayer, give the example of the Pharisee in the temple. The Pharisee and the publican. The old Pharisee went away in his sin. The publican, he said, God be merciful to me, the sinner. And Jesus said, this man went down to his house justified. He came into the temple a sinner. On the road to hell, he left a saint saved, and on the way to heaven, happened in a moment. Because when Jesus cleanses and applies the blood of the covenant to the soul of the sinner, when they call unto him, I tell you, they are washed in a moment of time, made ready for heaven, made new creatures. And this man went his way to live a new life. And the man or woman who calls upon the Lord genuinely and sincerely for salvation, Jesus says, I will. He saves and he pardons, and he sends them away to live a new life of obedience to him. And that's what the Lord can do for every soul that in sincerity calls upon him to be their Savior. A man full of leprosy, he made a daring and a public search for Christ, and he found him. And the Lord said, if ye seek for me and ye search for me with all your heart, he said, you'll find me. And the sinner that knows he's deep down in sin, afflicted by this awful disease of the soul that will end in eternal destruction, and in faith calls upon Christ, he'd make you a new creature. And he'd pardon and wash your soul so that he'll take you to heaven when your time on earth is over. Have you, like the leper, recognized your state, sought the Lord, called upon him, and experienced the cleansing of the blood of Christ applied to your heart? I trust you have, in Jesus' name.